Welcome to Influential Visions Podcast. Here, we interview futuristic leaders who share their deep industry knowledge and business experience with you, ensuring you have your finger on the pulse and your eyes wide open. In this series about imposter syndrome, our regular host, Nathaniel Schooler, is joined by Kim Adele Platz as they interview leaders from around the world, sharing how they overcame their inner imposter.
Today, we're really, really grateful to be joined by Irene Lukovetsky. And welcome, Irene.
Thank you. Thank you, Nathaniel. Thank you, Kim.
Real pleasure. So, yeah, I know you're an ex-IBMer. You were at IBM for sort of 20 plus years in the technology industry, right? And, you know, dealing with worldwide marketing, strategy, execution, tech acquisition, integration, and all sorts of other things within the technology industry, right? And, you know, now you've launched your own talk show, which is fantastic, called Saga Talks, right? And yeah, and I was a guest there, which was really quite strange for me, being normally the host. It was really quite strange. So you're probably going through what I went through when I was on your show, right? So yeah, it's really great to have you talking about this subject. I know from your background that you come from Russia. You went to the US many, many years ago, and I think that's a good place to start this conversation, because I would imagine you probably didn't have any time to think about being an imposter. You just needed to do what needed doing, right, when you arrived, yeah, in the States.
Yes, Nathaniel, that's very true. So I am an immigrant, and my great-great-grandchildren will tell, okay, I remember my great-great-grandmother Irene, who made this leap from the old world to this new world, and that's why we're all here. So these kind of old ancient pictures on the walls or in the fonts, that will be me, okay, 100 years from now. But point is, yes, I was privileged and challenged to make this leap, because most in this country, somebody made it for them, okay? About a couple hundred years ago, 100 years ago, somebody took care of that. Okay, but I was facing the circumstances, happy circumstances, that, hey, I had the chance to explore something new, and I did.
Fantastic. It's incredible. So, you know, during your career, you've managed in excess of, you know, probably hundreds of people, right? So along the way, have you kind of seen people suffer from thinking that they're not good enough?
Okay, sure. So yes, I had many years in technology industry. You know, before joining IBM, I worked for a couple of wonderful companies here in Connecticut, USA, and I had global roles with IBM in three professions. Because in IBM, you had this flexibility to kind of reinvent who you are. And I started on technical side being Oracle developer early on, and really enjoying this SQL applications and forums and fun stuff. And then moving to project management, to overseeing some of the implementations, acquisitions, integrations, which was amazing, you know, learning like an enterprise full stack, you know, all the technology at the time, mid-2000s. That was exciting, right? And then ending up with a portfolio, which now called automation, intelligent automation. It's a lot about business process improvement, but not just that. Now it's AI. It's fantastic new capabilities, robotic process automation, you know, all this stuff that will help us to be more human when we're not doing that mundane work anymore. So all I'm saying is, yes, learning along the way, two of three professions, I think, right? I ended up in marketing, right? Starting with very technical and very kind of right hands-on role. So that said, absolutely. So I did work with hundreds, you know, in IBM, it's a huge state within itself, okay? I worked with hundreds and hundreds of people across the globe. And that was beauty of it, because of course, when we say multicultural and diverse, okay, it was already here. There was no an option to be less cultural, less diverse. It was, you know, the environment, and I loved it, and I loved it and embraced it. So yes, absolutely true. You know, we choose our path, or our path choosing us, you know, depends how you look at it.
Right. So when you moved into these new roles, did you sort of feel like apprehension for this new job? Like when you moved from software development into like project management, were you sort of nervous about that change in your career?
Very much. So very much, you have no idea, because nobody forced me to move. You know, I was successful at what I was doing. It was hot topic at the time. You know, Oracle and everything, late 90s, you know, beginning 2000s, I could live my whole life of that income. Okay, becoming consultant, growing in some other way. You know, I wanted to deal with more people. And I knew that I'll be more successful if I kind of embrace people and, you know, kind of being part of something bigger than developing the piece of, you know, piece of application that's important for my client. So that said, it was inner push for me. I had to figure out, hey, how do I get there? Aha, the closest step from where I am will be project management, because you will see more teams, you will see more people. Right. And you apply what you know, nobody taking away your background. The fact that I did it myself, it's only gave me that credibility. OK, so I did not enter that profession just studying a book or getting my certification, PMP at the time. Right. So all I'm saying is just really it sounds very common that building step by step. But exactly this first move from being a technical specialist to project manager, that was a huge, huge, what I would say, step for me thinking, yes, maybe they would not see me as such, right? What if I don't have this authority in my voice? What if, you know, I don't position myself right? And guess what? It didn't last long, because thanks to my parents and thanks to my upbringing, a number of books that I've read, okay, a number of movies I saw, a number of people I met in my life, okay, it helped me to mature beyond my age. Yes, it helped me to mature in a way that you're sort of picking your battle. And I knew that I'm not gonna, what is it, cross out who I was before, right? I just have to embrace it and move on with it. And at the same time, this confidence comes with the understanding you don't have to please everyone. What you do there, right? You're thinking about tasks, you're thinking about project, you're thinking about things that you're there for, all right? And that helps. That helps so much, because people embraced me for who I am, not what I brought from the past. Nobody cares about the past, okay? Too many people dwell on the past. Was it too good? Was it too bad? What is it I'm carrying with me? That baggage, all this cliche, right, we're using. So point is, in that particular step in my career, absolutely, Nathaniel, you know, forgetting that I did something different not long ago, that was probably the best thing for me.
That's just why I invited you, because your whole attitude is just like, just get on with it. Just don't even think about it. And, you know, and that's exactly what I was hoping that you would confirm to me.
Sure. I continue. There was other steps beyond that, because from project management on technical sides and teams who deploy application servers at important client sites, or weeknights, weekends deployments, okay, lots of shifts and interesting hundreds of people on the phone at the time, making, you know, applying that patch to that application server, and things are not going right. Okay, and I'm in charge, because this is my responsibility to get it working. And instead of being scared and like really give up to that stress, my only thinking was, you know what, this is like really sending that rocket to the space. Look at me. I'm doing it, okay? And all these people, just because they feel that I know, not exactly that I know what I'm doing, but people know that it's important to me, and that I'm not going to give up. I'm not going to be saying, oh, no, no, it's not going well, and that's why you will do something else. So point is, you know, it's kind of come as you go. So, yeah, that's a pleasure. That's a pleasure in what we do, don't you think?
Oh, I love it. I think, you know, it's such great advice, which is just keep taking the next step, isn't it? And stop worrying about trying to see the whole picture. And I think it was Michael Jordan whose quote is, You don't have to see the whole staircase. You just have to take the next step. And it sounds like that's what you've done is go, I can see the next step. I'm going to take it. I'm going to trust that if I keep taking the steps, if I keep learning, then I'll get to where I want to go. I'll put the spaceship in the, on the moon, which is such insightful advice. So is there anything you could share with our viewers around, if you are doubting yourself, what can they do to get a bit of your confidence to just do it anyway?
Good point. You know, I love people, and I love people because they're all so different. Okay. And all the universal advices, they worth nothing. So that said, I would think what I found hopeful for, my friends, for everyone, who were in touch with me, my colleagues, sometimes they needed advice and they were thankful in the end. And I keep, great relationship going for years and years after that, So if anything I've learned is that if you really like in this down place where you feel things are not going well, okay, and my boss doesn't like me, and I don't like what I do, and things just awful. We've all been there. I've been there. We've all been there, okay, on that awful, awful day. And I would say one thing, okay, if you really feel low today, call it your awful day, okay? Just call it awful and just say something. You can use language, whatever you're comfortable with, okay, around it. Just say something, this is awful. I hate it. Okay, this is awful. And move on. And to move on, either smile or see the face that you like or see the cat that you admire or see something. I know it's, again, very banal, very common, but see the sunrise, okay? And if you're not a morning person, see the sunset. Okay, just see something, just do something about it, okay? Don't just dwell that this is awful, the world hates me. World doesn't hate anybody, At best, world does not care. How about that? Okay, for somebody to inflict a strong emotion like hatred or love or admiration, most people, and they feel, I'm ignored. Look, I've done something. Nobody sees it. I need something. So again, as far as universal advice goes, okay, I'm sure there's something in your life, your favorite book and your favorite cat. Maybe it's your favorite wife. I don't know how you look at it, okay? Husband sometimes can be helpful, not always, but sometimes. So with that, kids, endless source of inspiration. So all I'm saying is just don't stir up that pot because nothing good comes out of it, feeling awful, okay? We're responsible to being happy to ourselves and our loved ones. If you want to be happy, be it. I know it sounds awfully simple, but just call it awful what it is and move on.
Very interesting. So it's basically just completely ignoring any of the really strong emotions around it and just saying, I'm just getting on with the next stage of my life, right? Or the next project or the next...
And next stage could be next hour. How about that? Next stage can be starting right now. And, kind of ruling, managing those emotions. This is what they call emotional... what is it? Intelligence, right?
Intelligence, yeah.
Yeah. So let's be a little more mature in that sense, and then we'll be more happier.
I love it. It's so true, isn't it? Because actually what we focus on is what we get. So if we're focused on worry and upset and hurt, we've got more to be worried and upset and hurt about. And yet, the reality is people don't hurt you on purpose. They're not thinking about you. You become collateral damage. So leave it in that space and go, actually, I'm just going to leave that there, because there's a difference between what's happening and what have I made it mean. And it's the what I've made it mean that drags up the emotions, isn't it? Whereas if you stick to the fact of what's actually happened, it normally is easier to overcome. Would that resonate?
Exactly. And we're all human. That's why we touch to bad stuff. Okay. We think it's hurt so much that it's impossible to let it go because they did that to me and I'm upset about that. And I've been there. I had bad bosses. I had bad projects. I had so many bad things. But guess what? You know, for me to be sitting here and laughing at this all, okay, that only means that, again, some emotional intelligence that came from somewhere, okay, that really is really helping me, and I'm sure we all have it within us. We're much more resilient than what we think we are. So
yeah, no, I love it. I mean, they say that we grow through our pain, because actually it's when things go wrong or when we get hurt that actually we learn our best lessons that allow us to have the wisdom to move forward. And it sounds like you've made that an art form of kind of taking the things that have gone wrong, going, I'm going to learn from those, I'm going to move on and do something about it rather than dwell on it. Imposter syndrome affects 70% of us at some point. If this is affecting you, click the link to get help.
I think it's wonderful that you moved into marketing, actually, after being a techie and then managing people on projects, managing huge projects, and then going into marketing. I think it's admirable, actually. And I think more marketers need that insider knowledge, really. I think it's difficult, really. So when you arrived in marketing from that sort of side of the business, what was going through your mind?
Imposter syndrome. Imposter. Because look at me at that time, right? Technical person. I know how things work. Some of them, not all of them, a lot of them, right? I know how people work on large projects to accomplish something. That's wow. That's very cool, right? At the same time, I knew almost nothing about marketing, okay? I only saw people do that. And I thought it's very cool. That's why, again, I set the new goal. I don't like the word goal, frankly, but setting new steps. Right, new step. I probably want to know, just curious, how does it feel being doing that instead of what I do? And again, nobody pushed me there. I could have stopped at project management, you know, was again happily there, my PMP certification in, and you can excel there. But no, I wanted to see what other people are doing. It's so cool at the time, right? So when I arrived, and thanks to, again, all these opportunities, so some bosses, future bosses, believed in me, right? Hiring me in this position. And at the time, it was one of the best bosses in my career. She saw my project management background and she thought, you know what? Marketing is such an unstructured mess that I can use project manager. Yes, she doesn't know yet how to create good content or many other things, right? But she knows how to keep things going. And I just liked the way she perceived this new role, okay? So again, I was very lucky that people hired me without formal experience. So that's another great point. People saying, I want to be UX designer now, but I don't have an experience. What do I do? Oh, I don't have a right background. So things are going month after month and I'm not excelling and I don't go where I want to be going, right? So I was there at the same time, right? And it takes one person to believe in you. You don't need 24 new jobs. You just need one position where kind of stars aligning correctly. That person believes in you and you invest your time and you believe in that person, that it will be a good journey. That's how I, you know, look at any job. So speaking of marketing at the time, right? Again, I was excited, maybe overly excited, right? Because when I joined the team, I saw people working very hard. I saw people less excited for sure. I saw people that were producing content with no return. Investments going down. It was all kind of day-to-day difficulties, right? So again, I turned on my light, which was very deliberate. You know, nothing happens just because, okay? I turned up that light and I said, hey, I know what I know. I don't know what I don't know, all right? I don't know yet how to put the great content together, okay? I don't know yet how to run a great event. I don't know. I had different experiences, you know. But you know what I know? I know who are the engineers. I know who are the developers. I know the project managers and all other people And in everything we do in marketing, guess what? When we record an interview with an expert, that expert is an engineer. I was with IBM, right? So within technology industry, and I am an engineer. So let me ask you a question which resonates with you, and I earned that respect from this product team, this engineering team, okay? So I was kind of in marketing outside of marketing, but that helped instead of thinking, you know what? I don't have 20 years of marketing experience under my belt. I feel so insecure, and guess what? I will never get 20 years of experience in marketing, you know, because I just won't live long enough to get that from now. So all I'm saying, every step, right, bunch of doubts, everyone feels insecure for one reason or another, right? Instead, I said myself, Irene, they know you, you know them, you know, make the best of it. Worked for me.
I love it. That's
brilliant. That
is such brilliant advice, isn't it? To just be who, to be who you are.
You know, yeah. What? There are lots of talk about artificial intelligence this day, right? Intelligence. And of course, in time of crisis, this whole year was not easy for many of us, right? Again, my only attitude to all this is that, you know what? Intelligent we are. We may not be secure, we may not be beautiful, we may not be smart, we may not be anything, right? But this is human being who is like on top of the pyramid, okay, of years and years, billions of millions of years of evolution, right? We got this intellect going. And instead of dwelling on problems and finding new barriers or even creating barriers for ourselves, okay, why don't we use this intellect to go over, you know, this world and experiencing to be happy, whatever it means. You know, someone starting the, I don't know, hairdressing school today, okay? They want to be the best hairdresser ever, all right? And one day I walk into the salon and I'm seeing a person who just makes my day completely different from when I woke up in the morning, scary and horrible and hating myself. Okay, I'm walking into that salon and that person who loves what she's doing, he, she, right? They made my day completely different and I walk out like, oh, I'm a star. I can do my own thing. You know, so instead of being in the place of that hairdresser, we all do that. You know, we talk to people every day and I know people have huge effect on me. When I have a nice conversation like we're having now, my whole day will be different. I will be thinking about things, you know, yeah, in very bright colors. So thank you for having me here.
Well, it's been a pleasure. I always love talking to you, really, and I love what you're doing now. I think it's great that you've stepped out from behind your desk and started your own venture, and I really do think that's wonderful. And you know, and I know it's going to be an exciting year, 2021, for all that you're doing.
Thank you. I certainly feel this way because, again, starting this new venture in front of the camera, all right? All my previous steps, nothing promised that I will be leading talk show, that I will be meeting new people, you know, across the globe, just virtually, because it's 2020, making new friendships. Like Nathaniel, okay, when we spoke, we hit it off, so we can do more things together, all right? So, but still, there are a lot of tech involved. There are lots of little things that I don't know. I still don't know a lot of these things. All I know that I like talking to people, and some people respond to me. Not everyone, it's okay. It's all right, okay? I can live with those. I can live with those, and those are really precious, right, to me. And I become something important for them. And yeah. From that base, right, we'll build something. So again, you know, every day is a new step.
Very much so. And I think what's really funny is when you accept the fact that not everybody's going to like you, right? Like that was a big step. That was a big step forwards for me. Probably only about a couple years ago, I read some sort of blog or, you know, some piece of content, and it was like, not everyone's going to like you. Like, so what, right? Like, and that's really quite liberating, because then you're not trying to fit yourself towards other people, right? You're like, I'm myself. If you don't like me, then, you know, there's the door, right? Like, that's just the most epic feeling. Yeah, I love that.
there is a great quote that I found probably about a year ago, and it was a real eye-opener for me, which is, I would rather be somebody's shot of whiskey than everybody's cup of tea. And I was like, that really resonated, because it's, I'd spent years trying to be everybody's cup of tea. And as a British person, that's ridiculous. We can argue about how we take our tea as much as we can about politics and religion. But suddenly realizing it was okay to be somebody's shot of whiskey, wouldn't you much rather be that, for the right people to be their shot of whiskey, and for everybody else, they can go and find their own shot of whiskey.
Absolutely. And it comes back to, again, this cliche emotional intelligence conversation. Okay, so we kind of maturing, understanding, I don't like everybody. I don't have to love everyone on this planet. Okay, why should I depend?
I get that from you. I think it's definitely the Russian in you. Yeah. Like, I mean that in the nicest possible way. Yeah. Uh-huh.
You really? See, I'm a mixed of all these cultures, okay? I'm a mixed of a lot of things. And again, people who get it, they get it, all right? But, you know, in the digital economy, and I talk a lot about digital transformation with wonderful, smart people, wonderful experts. And if anything, I found that I love talking to people who are smarter than I am, okay?
Me too.
That gives me confidence. That gives me fun, instead of picking someone who I know I can dominate. I don't care about that. I don't, right? So speaking with these smart people, they're telling me that in this digital economy, and we all know all the gadgets and all the apps and lots of measurements and analytics everywhere, right? Numbers, right? And all this passionate kind of interesting, I don't know, universe we're all in, where we put our emotions out, we put who we are, and we expect numbers. We expect numbers to tell us, right? Is it 1,000, 100,000? Is it, I feel better that I got 2 more likes today or 24 more likes today? What is it, you know, what kind of feeling in me, right? Because of that. So again, my learning this year, painful learning, painful, instead of saying, nobody likes me. Nobody will ever watch me. I'm not going to be the movie star, and I'm not going to be YouTube top trending list, something like that, right? To me, numbers help. Numbers help. It's good to know. It's good to be aware. At the same time, let's not confuse what we do here. Let's not confuse. If we can help one person today who thinks feeling low, okay, and this one person, they will not even put like in. That's how low they are. They don't even feel to be kind of grateful at the moment. That's good too. That's good too. So let's do what we do, you know, for some internal reason, and not waiting for this justification all the time. That's what I'm learning as we speak.
Yeah, us too. And I know Kim's got one last question for you somewhere or other.
Yeah, I have. I mean, you've already shared so much amazing, amazing advice. And I completely take your point around having overly universal advice doesn't always help. But is there something that you've learnt now that you wish you'd personally learnt it earlier?
You know what? It's probably every day. It's literally every day. I'm amazed. Okay, I'm amazed how. What is it? Small, we're using the step terminology today. So people will think Irene is about steps. Okay, I'm okay with that. But so, well, let's stay with steps concept, okay? So every step today, it could be 5 steps. Let's put it this way, right? So every step is a kind of a thing where what I'm learning today, okay, you never know. Okay, next step brings you something you don't expect. You don't expect from my talk show, where again, I'm not a pro yet. You don't expect to meet a person like I met last week who was not only open and we had a good talk and it's out there and we can maybe help some people, but that person felt that being here talking to me, as he said, on my virtual couch, although couch is very real right here in my studio, right? But at the same time, we're separated, we're from different continents. But at the same time, the advice for people, you know, discovery was for me that I impacted that person. And that person is very public, and that person is a speaker and entrepreneur and successful person on his own. But I impacted his day, he impacted my day. So again, I'm learning something that don't close on opportunity that's right there, next second. One click away, one phone call away. You know what, that's what, you know, this life is about. So it's a wonderful world.
Oh, wow, that's amazing. And can I just say thank you so much for impacting our day, because this has been a delightful conversation and I hope lots of people will take so much from it. So thank you for being so generous with your thoughts and your journey so far.
Yeah, absolutely brilliant. And so if people want to follow Sauga Talks, it's S-A-U-G-A. I always get confused on how to pronounce it, I'm afraid. I'm sorry. How do you pronounce it?
Sauga Talks.
It is Sauga. Cool, cool. So they literally go on LinkedIn, Twitter, and YouTube, and then they can go and listen to some of your talks, which are fantastic. So thank you again.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Thanks so much for supporting our show. Please do share this episode with your friends and business associates. And click the link below to subscribe to the podcast. Until next time, take care.